This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents You're Not a Girl in a Movie, written and performed by Hala Alyan.
The PMS poem. I am texting Z and Z is texting me back. Who fucking needs grace anyway, she is saying. And I have gone 3 seasons on this gas tank. A not heartbeat in my chest, and I've always loved February best, or Tuesdays, or blue, but nothing braids the dusk like more dusk, like the prickle of a new storm zagging the day in 2, I too am alive. Which name? I break the morning like karate wood, the floor unswept in sawdust, the floor little nicks I mark like coffins. Which name? Which name? Every time the prophets pray for less, they understand they can take more. I am no prophet. I am made of shot nerves and ache and precipice, 100 feet in the air, and I am perched at the very edge, and don't I know how to plummet? Don't I know how to guide my way to the tender at the center of it all? Which name? In the taxi cab, I barely notice Brooklyn preening all street lamp bright and dirty outside the windows as I tell Johnny I'm failing, first at life and second at grace, because I am zero grace. And he says, come on, says it's just one of those days, says baby. And that word is the lock at the bottom of my stomach. And I am telling him that I couldn't even write a goddamn poem today. Much less voodoo and umbilical cord out of nothing. And what I don't say is that I stood in that hip bar tonight and spoke with my 2 friends and looked everywhere but up as I said, happy for you, so happy for you. And when my voice broke, I snapped it back into place like a dislocated shoulder. Went to the bathroom and to my reflection said, give the joy you want in return. Said generosity is a practice, not impulse. Said which name, which name. And when I came out, I joked to the woman waiting for the stall. Sometimes you're both the football team and the coach, and she didn't laugh. And what I don't tell Johnny is this is why people drink or smoke or stop eating. It's these exact moments when everything feels as sad as a balloon after everyone's left the party. And even if I do end up getting what I want, won't the pollution of my wanting be another sort of want? And why do I keep trying to win myself over when I'm actually mediocre company? When I can be cranky and tiresome and meanest of all to the people I love, which means I must love myself. Must mean it when I put my hand over my heart and salute no flag but myself and myself. And the other day, one of my students, she put her hand on my arm and said, you are the person I think of when things are difficult. Said, I hope you know that. Said, I hope you have someone like that. And I looked everywhere but up so I wouldn't cry. And what I wanted to say was I do. To say I have so many someones like you and those like you, and you have no idea how much life you've all given back to me. Like how Mediam says, I love you infinity. And I know what she means is I love you like neither of us will ever die. Or my father telling his youth back to me like a photograph in reverse, or Layal, the sun eating up the whole backyard as we talk about our mothers, about what you have to break to find cure, about hope, because we were given this one life and then told nothing beyond don't abandon it, please. And my God, when I say I am tired, do I just mean grateful and with no idea of what to do with it? Do I mean alive and uncomfortable and look, it is past midnight and there's been no moon for days and I am happy for them. I am so happy for them, which is just another way of saying I am trying to be better and sometimes it works, which is just another way of saying I am here and it hurts, even the good parts, and she is right. Fuck grace. What does it matter when you are digging your fingers into chair or bed or dirt, when you are rising like air afterwards, spit on your chin and apologies to the doctor? Grace is panting in the theater. Grace is love that cleaves you from the inside out and nothing comes out. No fresh name, no new sound, just more you, just more you, more morning and blue and thunder. And ask Layal. Ask Layal. She'll tell you. She'll tell you. She'll tell you how only your grief can show you how you've healed and where and under which name. the gods of Beirut. God of morning, God of saffron, God of ghosts and metamia and water steamed to scorching, God of sulfur, God of sand shards and lung, of mouth carrying pomegranate seed, God of flesh, of flicker, of neck angled back for a glimpse of muddy sky, God of eat fruit unwashed, dusted with earth, God of throat thunderstorm, of breath held, God of fire sparked with shaking fingers, God of smoke, smoke lazy above a faded sea, God of trickery, of men arriving with their guns, with God sutured on their jackets, of cigarettes lit with thrift store smiles, God of ash, 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 where once was collarbone, was schoolyard, was crib, God of ginger tea, of dust and sweat, God of four gods, one for each city, God of Brimana, Dahya Bikfaya Sur, God of false prophets, of uneaten bread, God of mourning, of count the battles like lipstick in the morning, God of love and bulldozer, of lips, hips, tits, God of afraid and headline, God of martyr, of 10,000 martyrs, mark each one with a hillside, God of my grandmother, who even dead says come back, says this soil is yours, this sky is birthright, God of bullets, of look at those armies, look at those tanks, God of fingerprints charred, bodies melted, skin cinder, God of mercy is for the forgotten, God of mourning, of phosphorus on the television screen, soil cradle for bones and two hearts flung into the sea, God of seaside city, city of black eyes, God of daybreak, God of saffron, of that moon of martyr, of not a martyr, not a martyr, God of theft, of jaw clamping bodies, God of wake, God of wake, God of wake and bless this city, bless her gutters, her heart, her dirt, God of West Beirut, where the walls are paper and our lips are matches, God of mourning, of funerals sprawled up and down the shoreline, God of graves, of grave after grave after grave, of nightclub, of tequila, of unnamed daughters flung across continents like arrows, God of fever, of thirst, of body rising like bread, God of manushe, manushe called out from street corner at dawn, God of heat and traffic and lost electricity, God of salt, of body only salt, of arms only skin, of buildings crumbling an ocean away, and God of blink, aluminum and mluchie, of teta hands white with flour, of jiddo hands black with ink, God of flags, of echo, of 15 years a memorial, of solar plexus, God of solar plexus, of spine, of lungs, of skull, God of daughter is stone, son is stone, stone is arithmetic, God of mourning and hush and truth, of bless this city, of bless her shoreline, her rivers, her moon, her alleys, God of love this city, God of love this city, God of love this city more than arson, with her stitches and her maps and her bones lit like afterlife. In an argument, my love calls me fragile. What do you call an ice cap fragile, or a pair of lungs blooming with first air fragile? You see, I don't apologize for fragile, how I make a nest fragile, for his sorrow fragile for years, and watch him douse it with fragile gasoline fragile, watch him tongue turn fragile knife, watch him want what he wants as his fragile birthright, though. Is his memory short, fragile, or absent to say fragile and forget that some of us were born suspended between years, wars, soils, some of us fragile had no summer houses or motherlands or mothers who trusted the world enough fragile to let us be in it, fragile, forget some of us were hated, fragile, hated for the language we learned and the language we forgot. Like history hasn't for centuries told my people to calm, fragile calm, fragile calm, fragile down. Fragile told people poorer than my people fragile, people darker than my people fragile, told us to come to the table with a peace plan only to lock us fragile in a room with no doors fragile. like it hasn't been nonstop newsreels of angry Arabs throwing Molotov cocktails, not Arabs grief-bent over their dead earth, their dead garden, their dead children, fragile, like, why won't those savages behave? Like, fragile, why are they so emotional? Like, fragile, why must you boycott this movie, this restaurant, this shampoo, fragile? Like, please lower your voice, like, fragile, don't talk about Palestine at the house party, fragile, like, do you always have to make this about politics, fragile? But if a body comes from Earth, fragile, returns to Earth, fragile, and you tell that body, fragile, how to sorrow or anger or love, fragile, if you tell that body it is too much, then show me the difference between that and occupation, fragile, or policing, fragile, or invasion, fragile, because I watched my grandmother the day Baghdad fell and she couldn't breathe from how hard she was crying. And if that fragile is fragile, then I want to be fragile. Because to flinch when in pain is not fragile. It is how you learn to move away from fire. And my love, my fragile love, I want to say I am sorry that nobody has let you be fragile. And if you ever need to be fragile, know I will make a house for it and call it beauty, call it courage, call it grace, because I didn't ask for a nervous system lit like Christmas, fragile. I didn't ask to dream fire and flood nightly and fragile. Let's talk maps for a second, because maybe, fragile maybe, if history had sutured itself differently, if my people, my origin, my language had been left alone, fragile, if my land hadn't been recut like a slit wrist, fragile, if I spoke my mother tongue unbroken, fragile, if I could trust that what leaves will come back, then maybe, fragile, just maybe, fragile, I wouldn't be so fragile, fragile. And my fragile God, I love my love, fragile, I do. I love his fragile, fragile heart, but I almost forget the thump of chest I inherited, the lift of chin, the fragile backbone and tears passed along my lineage like a brush fire, fragile, my God. I fragile heard him say fragile, and for a second there, I almost believed him. Rain. It was rain. Tiny droplets against glass at the corner of two streets named after empires, rain. And rain and around us people sang, made music with hands against wood you tasted of salt. You kept your hand on my hip as we listened. As we lowered eyelids heavy, let the music freckle the faces we tipped toward sky like orchid, like light was strange in that city. Strangled around fire escapes flickering at midnight. We each got a lantern and some bread, and we slept and woke and slept and woke, and you said sunrise like it was a command, and I said maybe like it was a promise. Little speckled map, I am the face at the window, glass fogging, fingers starfished as you walk away, feet on concrete, feet over rocks like paintbrush, you smile, darling, this world is all cave and cloud, and I have always been Ophelia's girl, attracted to disaster, running towards fire with savage hair and half-shut eyes, and you are flare, a smoke signal sent up into the sky like something I should have known better than to follow. It was rain. And a hurricane somewhere on another coast brings us drizzle and tiny dancing things love. Each sea is a ribcage and the moon is a whore. All vanity. All cheekbones over the Atlantic. Look how she eats. Look how she turns hungry to beauty, licks bones clean, keeps her bed the sky and the sheets all stains. I want another story. I am sitting at a loom. I am unraveling to the beginning, not Eve. Not fossils, but maybe coastlines. Maybe coastlines, maybe our bodies, graceful as some jellyfish ballet met 200 years ago, maybe decay. Yes. Maybe I was bullet and you were thigh, or else you were lightning and I was sky. Maybe it was Greenland or Japan or Nebraska. Maybe what we worship is the unlit, is the simple ink of tentacles reaching out. Of bodies flat and slick with the open hands of love, and I, love and I, love and I, am empty with love. I am boarding airplanes with hand on heart and heart in throat. I am landing on other runways with my hair grown out, waiting, waiting, you find me in marketplace, laid out like fruit. stamped like silver. You find me in alleyway with the gifts of other men still in my pocket. You find me asleep, dreaming not of sky or water, but deserts, scorpion bones and coyotes blazing beneath sun betrayal. I am all betrayal, all skirts slit high, only one, only one. I am not the only one. You keep girls with gold hair in shrines, keep them coming in water with their red lips, their cocaine eyes, and I am snow globe. I am waiting to be shaken. I am crowded beneath three blankets in winter. It is always winter here, and you said August like it was a souvenir, and I said remember like it was a crime. You have audience, an auditorium in every city, people leaning eager and hungry in their seats for the words you dangle like crumb trails, I trail crumbs too. I keep the awful bones of old love scattered on three continents, and I have boys beneath soil on islands, and I have boys facing west with sins between their teeth, and I have boys ill off of the century you tasted of salt and lungs and lungs. And if I could find the lungs, I would follow you down like Persephone. Down to the dark, down to where no light lights, I would follow you like the grateful, the blindfolded, the untouched, down to the dark. Down to where no light lights, I would follow you like the grateful, the blindfolded, the untouched. It was rain, and I am still gathered. Breath against glass and glass beneath sky, I am still sleeping, still waking to you elsewhere, always elsewhere, and I want another story. I want another ending, but you said love like it was the punchline, and I said don't like it was a dare. What I mean to say when I say I loved him. The nighttime. The West Beirut skyline, the parking lot. The midnight air, the moonless sky, the August hot. The young, the seawater, the midnight walk, the lamppost lips, the finally. The I wrote you in poems before I met you. The skylight eyes, the tangled veins, the napkin letters, the 8 million stars that count them and kiss me. The broken. The broken together, the collapse together, the needle marks, the winter's coming, the cold nights and not enough body between the two of us, the stagger and falter, the sprawl, the here, hold my head, I think I'm ill, the compass of your hands, the paper cuts, the take, the sorry, the take, the give it back, the can't be hungry for someone like this, the dark eyes and fistful of soil, the ripped skirt, the 17 bruises the truth. The truth I stitched into my skin like a seamstress. That I love you, that I love you like concrete, like pavement, like pinned wrist and blood between teeth. The over, the bitch that he told me to hit and I hit, that he told me to walk and I ran, the mama was right, the alone, that no one will ever love me so dark and damaged and true, the drink. The whiskey drink, the tequila drink, the 8 p.m. drunk, the 3 a.m. drunk, the sunrise drunk, and my bones are an after party. The one more time, the two more times, six more times, the I don't listen, the I don't learn, the leave me alone with matches and come back to find your house gutted, the half decade given to bitter. The new city, the skin painted to match skyscrapers. The no roses, no wishes, no stars, the forget romance. Give me somewhere safe and quiet where I can rest for the night. The tired, the men as lighthouse, the faithful body, the gutter heart that don't mistake my hush for yours or yours or yours, the compass shattered, the I am mouth and spine and veins for north. That I should have left those love letters in Beirut, should have left those eyelashes in Vierzon, the take, that you can love something and still give it back. The nighttime, the West Beirut skyline, the parking lot, the midnight air, the moonless sky, and they say you found God. The August hot, and they say I'm still young. The rewritten ending. The 8 million stars, the count them and kiss me, the compass, that I never left, the compass, that I would do it again in a heartbeat. How to survive your body. 1. Turn it into a house. Meet yourself at the door, say welcome. Say, I'm sorry, I haven't vacuumed in a while. The summer was rough, but there are love letters under the floorboards and enough rooms in this body for all of us. 2. Turn it into a bottle. Become addicted to your own heartbeat. Bless the mother that made it. Bless the rain frizzing your hair, the wrist pinned to mattress. Bless the womb that twice hasn't gotten it right. Bless what sheds and dies and returns. 3. Make it into a garden. Remember seasons. Remember harvest. Remember, it can't always be April, and a thing doesn't have to feel good to be saving your life. Your heart beating furiously is just a seedling trying to break soil. Let it panic. It knows what it's doing. It has seen you through gunfire and evacuation ships, through 4 coastlines and 3 broken loves. This heart has walked you through wars. You can forgive it a little shakiness. 4. Hold your body like an animal more used to kick than love. When your friend says, us daughters of refugees, we've got that fight or flight in our blood, say yes. Say 1948. Say Thawra. Say passport. Say 1990. Say, I remember the road from Baghdad to Damascus and we left my father behind. Say, I've been running since. Say, I've been memory since. Say, I learned at the knee of colonizers. Know the word for nostalgia in French before I know it in Arabic. Know how to erase myself out of a textbook. Say, a person can't inherit a world on fire and not grow to practice arson on herself. 5. Turn your body into a language and forget it. Turn it into an arrow and take aim. Listen to your mother. You can take panic and birth a daughter from it, birth land from it. It's coded in your DNA. You have your uncle's eyes, your grandmother's heart. Hate this body all you want, but it is still the best living artifact of your ancestors. Every heave of your lungs, every sob is a goddamn miracle, you daughter of your baba, of your mama, you daughter of refugees, you refuge. Every breath is a revolution, is a flag put back together from ash, is a way of keeping Palestine alive and Damascus and Akka. And you say you don't believe in borders, so why are you still cutting yourself up like this? 6. Turn your body into a country and reclaim it. Turn it into God and surrender. Straighten your back. Lift your chin. Dread the morning and greet it anyway. Do it for your grandmother. Do it for the daughter who may or may not come, who you may or may not name after map or desert flower or Arab night. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah in your museum. Monument to everything you have survived, you are resurrected. You are uncle's eyes and Palestine's voice and grandmother's heart, and there is enough history, enough memory, enough rooms in this body for all of us. To the men I didn't marry. Sometimes you crowd my mind like a police lineup. Whiskey shots and poker games, nightclub sex and cocaine. I like to say I'm done with things when I'm not. Like cigarettes. Like America. Like love that sucks back into itself like a bad pipe. I come from a line of nostalgic women. Fed on borders and homesickness. And do you remember Beirut? The backseat of your baba's car. Do you remember how you called me baby, habibti, bitch? You crowd my mind like a lineup. Skin knees and drunken proposals, last call in affairs. I am a tourist in the museum of my own bad timing. You are my most prized collection, a display of all the ways I broke and was broken. Look, how one boy taught me to play pool, and another taught me to lie through my teeth, and another taught me to hit back. I watch you have daughters, lose your hair and gain weight. I watch you marry women who look nothing like me or everything like me. I watch you stack the years like tick marks. I watch you flirt with me at reunions, call me throwback or the one that got away or nothing. I like to say I'm done with things when I'm not, but don't misunderstand me. I don't want you back. When I say I am homesick, I mean I loved each of you. I mean I carried your names like trophies. I mean I was the girl who gave away everything for a dare. When I say I am homesick, I mean for her. You crowd my mind like a lineup. And on the other side of the glass, there are your wives. Your wives. I want to tell them you're welcome. Tell them I'm sorry. Say you looked beautiful in your wedding dress. Say I have watched your daughters grow on my screens. And yes, I miss the call to prayer. Yes, I miss Beirut. Yes, I hope we chose the right lives like I chose this. Brooklyn at midnight, two winters for every summer. While I chose palms against plain windows, chose poetry and sober, sold myself like a country, learned to pronounce the word salmon like I invented it, missed my grandmother's funeral, married a white boy, two positive pregnancy tests, nothing to show for it. I like to say I'm done with things when I'm not. Like bangs, like cheap lipstick, like the men I didn't marry. I crowd their minds like a police lineup. Frozen in memory, in sundress, in blackout, in trouble, I have something I love now. A body that curls into me at night, that lights me up from two states away, but I come from a line of nostalgic women, and when there's love, we build cages, and when there's heartbreak, we take souvenirs, and when there's history, a life, a body, no longer ours to touch. Look what we make with it. Valentine. He calls a river a lake. Says, look how this galaxy is all echo. Look how the sky is all dome. He says, I like your curls. Where are you from? He says, what's your Valentine? I say, dust. He says, let's be tragic. Says, I have drawers full of chemicals and a fever in my throat and nowhere to be until February. He says, I like your curls. Says, with hair like that, you must know some alchemy, some desert, some romance of ash. He says, with hair like that, you must know water. Where are you from? He says, what's your Valentine? I say, dust. Dust. Because no one says, remember the shipwrecked. No one says they torched the library in Baghdad. Remember the flames. No one says mama gave a shoreline and baba lost a key and we could have been harp unstrung or beatbox brethren warming our hands on the sulfur of song dust. Because Teta gave mint and Jiddo loved paper dust. Because women float lifeless like flowers in rivers and no one says stop. He says, what's your Valentine? I say dust. He says, what is ice if not surgery? And what is constellation if not confetti? And what is land if not a mouth? And I mouth the things I love. Where are you from? He says, let's be tragic. Let's be tragic. And so we said tragic and we said tragic until we saw the crimson that gleamed like ruby from the slit throats of children and humps. And then we said, oh. He says, what's your Valentine? I say dust. Dust. Because I learn cities like sculpture. I sculpture against their neon bodies. I scatter lips, hips, hands, breath, dust. Because it might be air and dirt and tide, but it is also light and grass and moon, dust. Because maps are trickery. Because I know men who carried all of Ramallah, Gaza, Jenin on their back, and they unflowered the boxes in tiny Midwestern backyards, dust, because they found mosques even in backwater creeks and sat practicing the lilt, the drop, the roll, valley roll of each letter of faith. And from home, they brought nothing of the copper teapots, the jasmine trees, the sunbirds, brought nothing but the dust they carried on their skin. He says loving a city doesn't count, which is like saying rocks don't have memory, or a hillside cratered with bomb is not as human as lullaby. Says loving a city doesn't count, which is like saying that fires don't remember the hands that lit them because a city will break your heart. He says, what's your Valentine? Don't say dust. He calls a river a lake. Says, look how the sea is all fossil. Look how this planet is all storm. He says, I like your curls. Where are you from? He says, where are you from? Where you from, where you are from is where you break or return or kiss or kneel, touch forehead to earth, move like sea, like creature dappled in the first light where you say prayer, say please, grace, thanks, where you give dust, take dust back, where you remember. Remember. I remember. History sheds land as shamelessly as clothing, but I remember because Teta gave stone with her mint and Jitto kept a typewriter and I have always been from the dust they carried on their skin. I haven't had a drink in 7 years. Call it whiskey. The skin knees of blackout all fist and no song, call it inheritance. How my mother taught me to skip breakfast, to eat grapefruits instead of bread, panic when the phone rings, call it surrender. I never did like your appetite, your blue pills, your white pills, your vodka, your afternoon thirst. Call it whiskey. I haven't had a drink in 7 years and someday I'll have a daughter because I don't have a flag. Because I left a city I should have stayed in. Because I need to keep my grandmother alive because otherwise when I die, Fatma dies all over again. And so does Akka, and so does Damascus, and so does Iraq's Wedan, call it scared money. How, when I thought you were leaving, I punched the bathroom door. I skipped breakfast. I called the wrong person just to hear him say, please, call it whiskey. Thought you were leaving, and I, 7 years, I poured 3 fingers into a mug and held it to my lips just to see if I'd do it. Call it not again. Call it 3 fingers poured down the sink and I'm no good at playing martyr. I turn the other cheek only to later say I did and I've always loved men who love their grief more than me. Call it like it is. I'm not an atheist. I'm not your Barcelona girl, but I'm the next best thing. I am my mother's daughter and I will turn this house into a ghost town. Call it good morning. Good morning. I'll pretend I came to you pure and unfucked as Eve, a blank slate for you to mark. This is how we make love. This is how we find our way back to each other, undressing like suitcases after a long trip in California, in Spain, in the back roads of Georgia when you start the car engine and the radio comes on. I sing. Call it rehearsal. Call it love is like an instrument. It's not supposed to sound good when you're practicing. Call it sorry. Sorry for ruining Christmas. Sorry for my snake tongue, my panic heart. Sorry for the 2 embryos, the 4 apartments, the 7 cities. Sorry for what I told you, for what I didn't, for what I might still do. Call it the worst of me. Call it America. How this place made me become something that other people would want. How I let you believe it, how I'm afraid the house I've wrecked is my own, call it gone. I haven't had a drink in 7 years and anything can haunt you, just give it time. Call it recovery. Someday I'll show you what I mean by God. Someday I'll learn how to drive, take you to the lake I loved in Oklahoma, the backyard I got my first bruise. We'll drive all nights, stay on I-40, put enough states between us and sunrise. We'll sleep in the backseat, in the Hail Mary towns, on the good hard dirt. And when I start the car engine and the radio comes on, you'll sing.
This has been an Audible Original, produced by Audible Originals, written and performed by Hala Alyan. Executive producers, Carrie Colin and Joy Smith. Acquisition and development, Joanne Peretz. Vice President of Audible Studios, Mike Charzik. Editor-in-Chief, Audible Original Publishing, David Blum. Copyright 2020 by Hala Alyan. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.